I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio News. Music by the Hevre Ensemble blends Western classical flutes, oboe, clarinet, and keyboards with an array of indigenous instruments, including Native American flutes. They perform this weekend in West Cornwall, Connecticut. Here's an audio postcard.
My name is Jeff Adler. I'm the composer, and I also play bass clarinet and a lot of different Native American flutes. I've brought two instruments along with me, both made by Danny Begay, a Cherokee flute maker who lives in the Smoky Mountains. This first flute is a bee drone flute. The second flute I brought along is quite an interesting flute because the wood was taken from an old hotel in Old Fort, North Carolina, that was built in the 1800s. Back then, they used to clear cut the redwood forests out west and cut down these gorgeous, beautiful old trees. So this is a redwood flute. Who knows how old? Very old wood.
My name is Judith Dansker, and I play oboe, English horn, and Native American flutes. I didn't play Native flutes before I started this group, and it's really, really expanded my whole outlook on chamber music and really expanded my rhythmic sense.
Drawing inspiration is a difficult subject to talk about. You never know exactly where your ideas are coming from. I have two theories. The blasé theory is you're getting your inspiration from the right side of your brain, which you're not really totally in touch with, but maybe it's just coming from the right side of your brain. My spiritual idea is that we're surrounded by lots of ideas in the ethos, and when you're ready to pick up on some ideas, it's there for anybody in any field. Just grab onto it and it's there.
Jeff Adler and Judith Dansker are two members of the Hevre Ensemble. I'm Diane Orson with Connecticut Public Radio.